I asked, now, he was in his mid-20s, and I asked Robert a question. I said, Robert, have you ever had sex with a woman yet? I said, are you married? He said, no. I said, you ever had sex with a woman? No. He said, I am not. I'm a virgin. I said, well, great. I said, that's really a great standard. I said, there's not many 25, 26-year-old boys left like that. I said, but that's really a good thing. I said, that you've kept yourself clean and pure before God. But I said, the Lord is leading me to believe that there's some kind of adultery in your life. I said, now, you know, God says in His Word, if you look at a girl to lust for her, you're guilty of adultery. I said, now, have you ever looked at a young woman and thought, I would like to go to bed with her? He thought a minute and he said, yes, sir, unfortunately, I have done that. I said, do you know that sin? You know, I don't know a man hadn't done that. You know that? You know, by the time you're 25, you know, I mean, this young man over shaking his head, he's normal too. If you, by the time you're 25, if you're not married and you have never looked at a beautiful woman to think, boy, I wonder what that would be like. You're not normal. You're not normal. Somebody said, well, I never did that. Well, then that's lying. So you might as well be truthful. You know, so do you, how easy is it to sin? It's too easy, isn't it? It's too easy to sin. So why don't we just be honest with God and say, God, I'm a human being and I made a mistake. So he said, Lord, I repent. I repent for doing that. He said, Lord, I will try my best to never do that again. And after he repented, he was serious with God. I prayed for Robert right there on his bed. He could not get up. And asked the Lord, again, use the same scripture, Matthew 18:19. And God reached down from heaven and was merciful to Robert. Instantly healed him. He went on a hiking deal that night, played basketball till 2 o'clock in the morning. And the next morning, Bill Gothard called me and said, Thurman, you're going to speak in my conference? I don't care what anybody says. You're going to speak over there. Well, I got to speak at one conference. He signed me up for a bunch of them. I mean, he put me in his flyer, you know, along with the PhDs and all this stuff. And here I'm a little nobody. And I got to speak at Big Sandy. But that's as far as it went. After Big Sandy, I did God's Power, which that's the one you said you all heard. And then I did the next day, next morning, Bill come in and he said, Thurman, you're going to have to be very careful how you handle the subject I asked you to speak on this morning. He said, they crucified you at the men's breakfast this morning. I said, I figured they would. That's why I didn't go. I said, I just thought I just wouldn't go. And he said, I said, but you don't have to worry about what I'm going to teach on this morning because what you asked me to teach on, I'm not going to teach on it. He said, what? I said, no, this morning at 4 o'clock, the Lord woke me up and gave me the entire message. He told me what I'm supposed to speak on this morning. He said, what is it? I said, well, Bill, I got 5 minutes till I have to be out there. I said, I don't have time to tell you what an hour teaching is going to be. He said, you're not going to tell me what you're going to talk about? I said, no, sir. I said, don't you and I work for the same Jesus? I said, it's time we trust the King. So Bill goes out there. My teaching is supposed to be an hour and a half. He goes out there and takes 25 minutes of my time explaining to the people how a man of faith, you can't ever tell what he's going to do. And so then he walked off the set and handed the mic to me, and I walked on in an hour and 5 minutes. I'd done the teaching called How to Get a Lost Person Saved. And when I walked off and he walked back on, he shook my hand, and he said, that was one of the greatest teachings I've ever heard in my life. And that night at dinner, he said, when I get that message in the hands of 5,000 young people, we'll win the world to Jesus. So obviously he liked it. So see what happens when you trust God. Amen. You know, why don't we get over this fact? You know, let God be God. Let's just do what he says. You know, that's what we need to do. Well, today I'm going to show you some of the things the Lord tells us to do. I want to start out explaining some things that, since you've got to realize this book is God's Word. And all of your answers for life are in this book. Now, I don't care if you're a believer or an unbeliever. Your life is ruled by this book. You know that? People said, I don't believe there is a God. Then he tells all about you in the book. He tells what will happen to you. It's just like the other day, I was over at the parts store getting some parts for my car. And the guy said, well, I just come back from a funeral. And he said, he knew I was a pastor. And he said, let me ask you how you would deal with the situation. And he asked me about a certain situation. And I told him, I said, you're a young man. I said, who was the guy that y'all buried? He said, he was one of our companions that worked here. I said, good grief. I said, was he very old? He said, no, 36. I said, a 36-year-old? I said, tell me about his life. Well, he said he was pretty rough, owned drugs, drank a lot, slept around with a lot of different women. But he just lived a rough life. I said, and you see what happened. He died at 36. You know, God said in His Word that those that sin like that, their life will not be full on the earth. He said, I will cut their life short. Now, see, if you want to, you know what? I bet you if I'd asked that young man, 36 years old, the day or week before he died, how long you want to live? You know what he would have told me? I want to live a long, old, healthy life. But there ain't but one way to do it. God's way. You know that? If you don't do it God's way, your life's going to be cut short. And there's a whole lot of things in this book that says what God will do to you to cut your life short. And that's why people get sick. It's because they don't believe these promises of God. So I'm going to show you some things in the Word today. Hope you will believe them. We're going to start out with Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 26. There are so many things in that proverb, I decided just to cover all 26 verses in Proverbs chapter 3. And I want you to see some of the things. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, first of all, you can't keep his law and keep his commandments if you don't study the book, because you don't know what they are. Amen. When I ask the average person in church today, do you read the book of Proverbs? No. Have you ever read the Bible? Well, I've read parts of it. How long have you been a Christian? Oh, 50 years. And you've never read your owner's manual? Well, no, I don't understand it. So I'd read a little. Have you ever heard people say that? Amen. Sure, I have heard it all the time. For look what verse 2 says. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now, how many of you would like to have that last part, that second part? That's me. If length of days and long life and peace shall these commandments add to my life, then I'd like to know what these commandments are, wouldn't you? Because obviously, if He's God and He's real, and we know the answer to that, if He wrote this book, we know God is big enough to make this book come to pass. Now, a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe these promises. I mean, I've sat down with men and women, even PhDs in seminary, and I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt in a matter of a few minutes, usually, that everybody I've ever come in contact with, there is parts of this book they do not believe. Because it's tough. It's tough to obey this book. And, wow. Verse 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. How are you going to write all this stuff on the table of your heart? Read this book, right? Study this book. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now, I want to find peace with God, don't you? Amen. I want God to know me. Here a while back, Dave and I was talking about the Word. We talk about the Word a whole lot. And we were talking about, you know, these men that say that they know the Lord. And Dave made a statement to me when I asked him, I said, you know Jesus? Oh, yeah. We're out together a lot doing different things, working on stuff and or going somewhere or whatever. And we talk to people about Jesus everywhere we go. And I said, you know Jesus? Yeah. You go to church? Well, some. One day after we left one of those, Dave said, you know, you need to start asking them this question. You ask them, do they know God? They say yes. You need to ask them, but does He know you?
Amen.
You know, He says in His Word, He said, there's men that said, but Lord, we cast out devils in Your name. We healed the sick in Your name. He said, I didn't know you. In the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hey, I don't only have to know Him. He has to know me. And if He don't know me, I'm in trouble, right?
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble. there's going to be a lot of people that say they know Him, but they didn't obey Him, they didn't do what He said, and not only will they have problems and sickness and disease on the earth, but when they stand before Him. In fact, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Howard Pittman. Anybody in here ever heard of Howard Pittman? There's a few of you. Yeah. We went down, our entire staff, seven or eight of us, we went down and spent the day, all day Friday, with this Baptist, Southern Baptist preacher here a while back. And we talked to him. I called him and asked him, I said, the Lord's been laying you on my heart, and I want to know, can I come and talk to you? He said, sure. And so we went down on Friday, and we spent the whole day with him. Now, Howard Pittman was a Southern Baptist preacher. In 1979, he had a problem, something, an artery or something ruptured inside his body, and he bled to death internally and died in 1979. And you say you went to see him a few weeks ago? Yes, I did. But he got to heaven as a Southern Baptist preacher, and when he got to the gate, he said, the Lord told him, said, Howard, I'm going to let you come in because of the blood of Jesus. But he said, you're not going to get a single reward. He said, Lord, I'm a Southern Baptist preacher. I preached on the streets. I preached in churches. I did all kinds of things for you. He said, yeah, I was with you everywhere you went, but said, you didn't do nothing for me. Everything you did it for yourself. So he said, you will not get a single reward. He said, Lord, if I'm not going to get a single reward, I don't want to come in. He said, Lord, would you please let me go back and try this again? And so the Lord said, okay, I'm going to do that for you. But before I send you back, I'm going to send you on a trip of the spirit world. I want you to see how it works. And so God showed him how the spirit world worked. And then he sent him back, and Howard Pittman is still alive and well today. But he's a different man, let me tell you. He believes this book. Every word of this book. He said, some of the things the Southern Baptists taught me, they said, now this is not exactly what this means. He said, let me tell you, if God said it, I don't care who says anything. I don't care how he said it. If he said it, that's what he meant.
That's it.
And that's it. And I thought, you know, this is a wise man. This is a wise man. But, you know, if you believe what the Word says, don't question it. Just believe what it says.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.